Hello. Today we are going to look at how to create tabs in Office 365 SharePoint. A lot of people are looking at the tab web parts, which I couldn't find one as well. So I've looked at using HTML like this to put into Office 365 SharePoint. So look at the HTML. I definitely need a CSS file, and I definitely need a JavaScript, which is actually I've created here. So I have also created a dev site. Office is Office 365, and a custom list with one field title. Okay, so next I'm going to open this site using SharePoint Designer. Here is my SharePoint Designer. I've connected to the site. Okay, this is the site. Okay. And I go to the list and library. I can see the tab list that I've just created. I'm going to create a new form. I will say a new form. That's okay. I want to make this the default form. So I click OK. So now I want to customize the form, but before that I have to put the two files, the CSS and the JavaScript, into the site asset. So how should I do it? I would actually just pull this over, and I also need to pull this over. Okay, so not this one, I don't want this. Okay, so the next one I need to do is I need to get the path for this too, right? For me, I use slightly different methods. So I will just right click this guy, property, and I will just copy the path here. And I also want to know the path here for the CSS file. Put it here. Okay, so we'll then put the CSS and the JavaScript into the custom form. Okay, now I go back to the list and library, go back to my tab list. New form. Okay, you must put the JavaScript and the CSS at the right place. So you see the yellow color here, you're not able to put anything, so you have to turn into advanced mode. Okay, so I'm going to put the CSS here. Okay, and the memplace holder. You might be able to put it somewhere else, but I found that I put it here. So let's go back to get my Java script tag. Right, the path is out. We have gotten the path here, so the tag that we put in is separate here. And I need to find where to put the CSS, right? So I find the CSS Finex. Okay. So the CSS is here, right? So I will move my CSS tag into here, let me cross the search, and I will see this is my title. I have a table. Okay, so I will just put another TR. And I would just put this into here, right? So I'm going to format it later. I just save it first. I will say yes. And it's saying I go back to my Office 365 SharePoint. I have to click new. Something is alright. Let's go back to see what is wrong. Okay. What is missing is actually the double quote, right? So I put in the double quote here. So I save it again, and now I switch back to here. I click new item. Yes, you have a tab here now. So you have a tab now, right? So you have to bear in mind you cannot just insert the CSS like a normal one in your HTML. You need to use CSS registration, right, in SharePoint, right? So let's try it yourself. Have fun. Hope the video helped you. Thank you for watching.